With me in the studio is Robert Chensiner, whose own offering is Tattooed Mountain Women and Spoon Boxes of Dagestan, a copy of which I have in front of me, and very splendid it is too. Some wonderful photographs in it, but and it is, of course, terribly interesting. Again, but Tattooed Mountain Women and Spoon Boxes of Dagestan. I mean, it is a bizarre title.
Well, the last bit of the title, because it's a very long one as well, is Magic Medicine Symbols.
Oh, there's more of it. That's
in
true. I
silk, stone, wood, and flesh.
Yes.
And this shows what it's really all about, which is it's about the animism that lies beneath Islam.
Right.
In Dagestan. And it's quite interesting because we think, my co-authors are Muhammad Khan, Muhammad Khanov of the Academy of Sciences locally, and Khabib Ismailov, who's a village school teacher, and he actually drew all the tattoos because he had access to the rather elderly ladies who had them.
Right.
We think this may well be the only book written by Islamic and non-Islamic people together this last year.
Well, there we are. So that's another mark in its favour, quite apart from its extraordinary title. But you've got to tell us what spoon boxes are. And I see some pictures here, and they are literally boxes, aren't they? Some of them quite beautiful. And what do they do with them, and what kind of spoons? They look very odd, the spoons.
Well, they're part of the ritual furniture around the hearth, and the hearth links one up according to animism with your ancestors. And the shape of the boxes are often, they have round backs, some of them are even a meter high, and they're carved and painted, and they have horses on, sunbirds, and all sorts of carvings.
Beautiful things.
Yes,
aren't they?
Yes.
They really are.
And so they have these rather strange shaped spoons where the bowl of the spoon goes across rather than along the spoon.
Yeah.
And that's so that you can eat the ritual dumplings called hinkal, which are part of the great hospitality meal, which is given to guests, because this is a very important part of life. And they boil the mutton, and you have mutton broth with chunks of mutton, crunched up garlic, crunched up walnuts, and the dumplings.
All it lacks is a bit of seaweed, really, doesn't it?
Yes, well, we are near the Caspian Sea.
Well, so there we are. Because, as you say, Dr. Brodie, seaweed itself is a fascinating subject. Yes, Robert
Dr. Brodie, I wonder, are you a betting woman? Because yesterday I rang up a well-known firm of bookmakers, and naturally, the phone was answered by a lady of a certain age, I think, and I said that the bookseller had this prize and so on, and she went very quiet. And
you tried to place a bet.
Well, yes.
Who's going to win? Because you're in competition, you two.
I realise that, and I was hoping to put my reversion of my future state pension on it.
Mm-hmm. And,
right.
You think you're going to win then with your title?
Well, oh no, it was each way. And what was very odd was she came back. She said, "Excuse me," she had a slight Cockney accent. She said, "Excuse me, I've got to go away for a moment."
and then
she came back and she said, I'm afraid that we're not offering anything on this. We're waiting for the other ones to name the order.
Ah, right, okay. So at the moment we have these two. Do you think you're going to... Are you confident, Dr. Brodie, that you'll take the title?
Oh, I'm confident.
You are, right. And obviously, Mr. Chensiner as well is as well. And you can go to our website to see others. I think there will be many more there on our website. And
you can submit a title.
You
as
can
well.
Submit. Oh, you can submit your own title. Oh,
you were talking about parodies yesterday. And I thought it's impossible to parody my title. But when I rang up one of your assistants, she knew Tattooed Mountain Woman. She wanted to know the rest of the title, and she said, Spin Doctors.
Spin Doctors of Dagestan. Well, there's another. Right. For the moment. Thank you both very much indeed, Juliet Brodie and Robert Chensiner.